Praise the Lord. It is exciting to come back and do this teaching again. Welcome to today's teaching. We are still talking about the Holy Spirit. Last week, we talked about the benefits of speaking in tongues, the benefits of praying in the Spirit. We are still looking at those 9 benefits. We ended on benefit number 4. So we're continuing from number 5. I believe you were blessed last time, and I believe God is going to inspire you today. And I praise God for your life. Because the Holy Spirit is teaching you a lot of things. He's giving you things that so many people don't value. Simple things, but very powerful. These are things that change our days, change our destinies, change our lives. Praise God. These are benefits that are given to every believer, but people are not paying attention. These are things that you don't hear so much in today's church. So let's look at number 5. When you pray in tongues, you enter in the realm of God and speak with Him. Every time you're speaking in tongues, you are in the realm of God and you're speaking to God. You are not speaking to yourself. You're not talking to men. You are talking to God. In the realm of God. You know, you enter there and you have intimacy with Him. And you begin to talk about issues. You begin to worship Him. You begin to adore Him. Unlimited. You begin to worship Him. Unlimited. Because your language, your mother tongue, will limit you. You can't worship enough in English or any mother tongue. No language has that ability of giving you that proper intimacy with God. But praying in tongues takes you there. When you pray in tongues, you're able to enter there. Let us look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse
2.
For he that speaketh in unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries.
Kubanga ayogera mu lulimi olw'omwoyo tayogera eri bantu wabula eri Katonda. Kubanga se wali mu awulira naye mu mwoyo ayogera byama.
So when you begin to speak in tongues,
bw'otandika okwogera mu nnimi,
you're speaking to God.
Oba oyogera ne Katonda.
You can't speak to God far away from Him.
Tosobola kwogera na Katonda ng'oli wala naye.
You speak to Him when you're close to Him.
Oyogera naye ng'oli kumpi naye.
And this is specific, that you are speaking mysteries to God.
Kitegeeza oyogera ebyama ne Katonda.
You're speaking secrets.
Oyogera ebyama.
And so you're close to Him. You are in His realm and you're talking to Him. You are speaking to God in His realm. In His realm. So you are unlimited when you speak in tongues. Nothing can limit you when you speak in tongues. And this is a benefit of every believer. Praise God. A benefit of every believer. Number 6. Benefit 6. When you pray in tongues, no one understands what you pray. It is important sometimes that men don't understand what you pray. It is also important sometimes for you not to understand what you pray. Because sometimes you need to separate your destiny from carnal understanding in carnal things and carnal reasoning. You need to protect your destiny from carnal reasoning. Oh man, I said something very powerful there. You need to learn how to protect your destiny from carnal reasoning. And this is how you do it. It's important for you to use this because it is a benefit that will help you. When you pray in tongues, no one understands what you pray. You hide your destiny. You conceal your destiny from carnal reasoning. Because carnal reasoning is dangerous. It can hinder you from your destiny. Let's go again to 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. For he that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men. You are not talking, you are not discussing with carnal men. Praise God. But unto God. So you're taking these issues into the realm of God. You remove them from the realm of man and you go into the realm of God. Yeah, you need to step out of the realm of man and enter into the realm of God. Don't deal with things in the realm of man. Deal with things in the realm of God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit speaketh mysteries. No one understands what you're saying. Sometimes you don't even need to understand what you're saying. Because sometimes you're carnal. Praise God. Number 7. You speak secrets. You speak secret things to God. You speak secret things to God. Same verse. For he that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit speaketh mysteries.
Secrets.
Let's look at the same verse but in the Message Bible. If you praise him in the private language of tongues, God understands you, but no one else does. For you are sharing intimacies just between you and him.
Kubanga obero gabana ebintu ebyekimemete wakati wonne Katonda mweka.
So you need, as a child of God, you need to enter into a secret life with God.
Katingu mana Katonda oteeka okuyingira obulamu obwekyamane Katonda.
A secret life with God. And when we talk about this secret life, even your mind cannot understand that secret life. But your spirit does. So when you pray in tongues every day, you will maintain your secret life with God. Everyone must have that secret place. You need to have a secret place with God. You need to have a secret life with God. Praying in tongues will give you a private life. A place that no man can access. No demon can access. No wrong thought can access. No negative thinking can access. It's a private life. Private life. With God. How do you get that? Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. It will give you a private life. A secret intimacy with with God. And these are powerful things. And when you begin to practice this life, you will discover how powerful and how big your life will become. Praise God. Number 8. When you pray in tongues, you edify yourself. You build up yourself. The other word is repair. You repair yourself. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Powerful things. Same chapter, but verse 4. Glory to God. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. There comes a time in life where your body gets tired. You get worn out. Begin to pray in tongues. You wake up tired. Pray in tongues. You feel like, you know, confusion is trying to enter your mind. You don't understand what's going on. Begin to pray in tongues. Because when you pray in tongues, you build up yourself. You build up your heart, your innermost. You know, you repair what is broken. You repair what is being destroyed. You repair what is getting tired. You know, I've given this testimony so many times. One day my daughter woke up and she wasn't feeling well. And she had this cough and things were going on in her body that we couldn't understand. So she came to me and said, "I'm not feeling well, Daddy. I'm not going to church. I feel pain in my body and I'm coughing and my chest is heavy. I'm not feeling well." So I said, "Grace, sit with me here. Let's begin to pray in tongues." My kids pray in tongues. And we began to pray in tongues. We began to pray in tongues and she prayed in tongues, prayed in tongues, prayed in tongues, and prayed in tongues. And I was also praying in tongues. And the rest joined us and we prayed in tongues. At that very moment, my daughter's physical body was repaired. And she stood up and she said, "I'm okay." And the heaviness had gone and the cough had gone and pain had disappeared. And she went, had a shower and had her clothes on and we went to church. This thing works. Praying in tongues. You know, why don't you use this? Because you have it. Praise God. You repair everything that is broken. Even physical things can be repaired by praying in tongues. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, why don't we use this? So many people are losing. So many people are not receiving these things because they have not understood how powerful they are. And so many believers, children of God, will get to heaven one day. And they will look down on earth and see how much meat they left on the plate. Praise God. Number 9. You bless and give thanks to God. Now this is powerful. When you begin to pray in tongues, you bless God and you thank God. You know, this is how we get full of God. We get full of God when we constantly bless Him and thank Him. This is how we get full of God. It's by thanking God all the time, blessing God all the time. But when you're limited, you can't thank Him enough. You can't bless the Lord enough. You can't thank God enough in your mother tongue. But when you step into tongues, when you begin to pray in tongues, tongues, you go beyond all the limitations that are set by our languages. You go beyond every limitation that's set by physical things. All the limitations that are set by carnality. You go beyond them. And you begin to thank God unlimited. You begin to bless God unlimited. And that's the life that God wants to have with you. He wants to fill you with His own life on a daily basis. But you need to thank Him, you need to bless Him, you need to worship Him. And you cannot do that enough in English or any other tongue. But when you begin to pray in tongues, you get that ability. You get that ability. You go beyond these limitations. And you thank God well and you bless God well. 1 Corinthians 14:16-17. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? Verse 17 says, for thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified.
We
begin to bless God in a very powerful way. And our blessing of God brings results only when we are not limited in blessing God. So we need to go beyond limitations by speaking in tongues. The Bible talks about giving thanks well. So if the Bible talks about us giving thanks well, it means there is a time where you don't really give thanks the way you should because you're
limited.
So we need to learn how to bless God well, how to give thanks well. How do we do that? By speaking in tongues. When you speak in tongues, you bless God well, you thank God well. You go beyond carnal thinking, carnal limitations that stop you from giving thanks well, from blessing God well. Praise God. I bless you, God. I thank you, God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for this job. Thank you for my marriage. Thank you for my children. Thank you for that and thank you for that. And within a few minutes, you realize you've done everything you need to do. You've said everything you can say. But you feel that way, not knowing you're just limited. Because there are things God has done that you don't even know about. And there are things God is about to do that you need to thank Him for, but you don't know them, but He knows them, and the Spirit knows them. There are things God is about to bring tomorrow, in your tomorrow, because every day the Bible says, He loadeth us with benefits every day. Every morning. So tomorrow is another day. You should rejoice and be glad in that day. But you don't know that day well. So how do you rejoice? How do you be glad in a day that you haven't entered in physically. And yet you need to bless God for that day. And you need to bless Him well for that day. You need to thank God well concerning your tomorrow. And yet your mind cannot comprehend your tomorrow properly. So you need to begin speaking in tongues. Because when you speak in tongues, you travel in the realm of the spirit and you actually enter your tomorrow. And you begin to thank God for the things your mind can't understand. You begin to bless God for things your mind cannot explain. That's when you begin to shout. That's when you begin to dance and you celebrate. You get glad. You rejoice in the day that you haven't entered in. Praise God. That's the life of every believer. Continue praying in tongues wherever you are. Our time is gone in the studio. We need to close. But continue praying in tongues. Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing and nothing broken.